Nick Bowen is from AFL.com.au, good friend of us here on 1116 SEN, and joins us. They made their decision finally at the AFL yesterday about GWS and penalties that they would receive over their role in the Lachie Whitfield saga. Nick, good morning. So $100,000 and 1,000 draft points is what they were penalised with. What does the 1,000 draft points equate to?
It equates to pick 17, Matt, which is a pretty good result for them, because the talk before this year's draft was that they were going, they were looking at losing, if the penalties had been handed down this year, pick 15 and pick 37. So it looks as though they're, I suppose, by digging their heels in and demanding a hearing before the commission, that they've got out with a better result.
Nick, Darren Berry, when you say pick 17, do they lose that pick, depending on where they finish, obviously, or does the sliding scale move that down to a much lower pick?
No, Darren, it's what the latter. It's basically, you'd imagine that they're going to finish down quite a way, maybe even lower than 17. So what will happen is that if they finish 15, I think that's worth about 1,100 points for argument's sake. They would slip down, their first pick would slip down to about something in the 60s.
60s, yeah.
So it's a reasonable, they're essentially going to lose their first round pick.
Yep.
But, when they were facing losing 15 and 37, it's just a better result. But if they win the flag, their first round pick won't have enough points to cover that 1,000, so they'll lose, that their second round pick would slide down a little bit as well.
Nick, the $100,000 fine, and there's a lot of SMS traffic talking about, saying the AFL has essentially just fined itself because it's an AFL-run club. Do you think more draft penalties would have been appropriate rather than a fine?
Well, I mean, I think, I take that point on board. So it's, you can probably just say that there's that 1,000-point fine. The $100,000 one becomes academic. I'm sure it hurts the club a little bit in terms of, some of the money it's got to play with, around footy cap, whatever. But, yeah, they certainly could have done that. But, look, the Giants would argue that Gubby Allen and Craig Lambert were acting outside, the club protocols. But I don't really buy that one so much. I mean, we've seen what happened with Essendon with Stephen Dank. I mean, he essentially went rogue, and they still had to, to cop the consequences of that. So I think the Giants have got out of this one pretty lightly. I understand their argument, but I don't think it really holds in today's environment.
Yeah, I mean, governance, that's a big one. And what did the investigation find? Was there any wrongdoing from anyone else at GWS, or was it purely a Graham Allen, Craig Lambert decision to do this? Did Dave Matthews, the CEO, did the chairman know anything about it?
No, they didn't. Look, and that's it was found that the GWS, once it came to light, once they became aware of it, acted, as they should have. They informed the AFL straight away, and there's nothing untoward there. But it's really just that strict liability for employees, really. I don't think any sort of club can get away with that one. And Stephen Dank, as I was saying, is the most extreme example. You really, I don't think you can sort of put protocols out there and say that, any employee who acts outside of those, without the boss's knowledge, it sort of exempts the club. It's just strict liability in that sense. And it's unfortunate for the Giants, but you've really got to wear that conduct.
And Nick, after some threats and some initial resistance, it's just for our listeners, the Giants have copped the fine and that's it, done and dusted. They want to move forward now, correct?
Yeah, exactly right, Darren. I don't think there was any real, threat of them or any potential for them to take things further. They certainly weren't going to roll over and just take it lying down, and good on them for that. But, they've forced the matter before the AFL Commission. It wasn't going to be heard. The executive would have just handed down a penalty otherwise. So they've got their hearing before them. They've been represented before the Commission. So they made their argument fully, but now that that's been heard, now that the AFL Commission's made their decision, they cop it and move on.
Nick Bowen from AFL.com.au has joined us. Heading up to Christmas, the other outstanding issue at the moment is, of course, this standoff with the new pay deal. The AFL players wanting a share of revenue. Back page story of the Herald Sun, Field of Battle, Michael Warner writing that there has been discussions about on-field sit-down and striking and all that sort of stuff. Where are we at, Nick? Has there been any movement at all between the two parties?
Look, not that I'm aware of, Matt. It's one where it's fairly large philosophical difference, this one, isn't it? The AFL's long been opposed to allowing that percentage, that fixed percentage of the revenue. And the PA under Paul Marsh, really seemed, determined to get that. It's something that he got when he was at the Cricket Association, and it's something that he wants to get now for football. So, look, I think we'll get there, but look, it's a bit messy, really, isn't it? I mean, we're 2 months. The old CBA's expired by 2 months now. You've got clubs going into next year, really juggling their salary cap on the basis that an increase will be at least 10%. But still, it's not great for them to be doing it, not exactly knowing what they're playing with. So, it's certainly hope in the new year that we see a resolution. And Gillon McLachlan generally has a reputation for being a deal maker. He's not someone known to want to butt heads, but this is an unusual one, and it certainly has dragged on. But we'd be hoping there's a resolution, but certainly not hearing any real progress at this stage.
And there's not much time left, Nick. I mean, as you said, we shut down for the Christmas break. The AFL office is shut. Everyone shuts down for 2 or 3 weeks, and then you've got the JLT Community Series starting sort of early to mid-Feb. So there's not much time to get a deal done before games are starting again.
Well, yeah, there's not, and I think, but really, it should have been done before all the lists were finalised for this year. I mean, that's probably been the big thing, getting everyone contracted for 2017. And as I said, I think that there's been an understanding that an increase for next year will be at least 10% on the 2016 TPP. So clubs have been operating under that, but again, it's really just that you really want a bit more certainty than that. So it's not ideal. I think the competition is not going to grind to a halt over it, but it's not. It's really probably uncharted territory. It was a big standoff last time when Matt Finnis was at the PA. They relented on their demands for a fixed percentage, and we got that one done before the end of the other CBA. But this one, it's just dragged on, and technically without a CBA at the moment.
Nick, just before we let you go, a couple off the SMS, just to allay the fears of Richmond fans. They're saying, hang on a minute, we've got GWS first-round pick for Deledio. Is that going to affect us? Can you explain that for the Richmond fans?
No. Look, I think that they'd be talking purely about... it's purely points that the GWS have got to get now.
Slide, yep.
If they don't have a first-round pick, and I must admit, I'd need to clarify exactly where they stand, but... Look, the odds are that I would imagine that they're going to, as they do most years, trade some players out at the end of the year, and they're normally players that would warrant good picks. So it'll just be a case of whatever their first pick is, that will slide down.
So Tiger fans, don't fear. No, you're not going to lose that first round pick that you got for Deledio.
Tiger fans, relax. That will still be tied to GWS's finish, but they do not lose that as part of the GWS penalties in any way.
Yep. All right, Nick. Thanks for joining us, mate. You have a fantastic Christmas.
You too, guys.